You're listening to SBS News.
And we acknowledge that. Silenced voices, muffled cries in the darkness, unacknowledged tears, the tyranny of invisible suffering, the never-heard pleas of tortured souls bewildered by an indifference to the unthinkable theft of their innocence. Today, Australia confronts a trauma.
That's Prime Minister Scott Morrison in Parliament, apologising to victims and survivors of child sexual abuse. The survivors feel they have finally been heard and their countless tales of trauma acknowledged. But as Opposition Leader Bill Shorten says, their pain will never be erased.
We are sorry for every childhood stolen, every life lost. We are sorry for every betrayal of trust, every abuse of power. We are sorry for trauma measured in decades, for scars that can never heal.
The apology follows the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse, where almost 17,000 people came forward. Just over 58% of survivors reported abuse in a religious institution, while almost 33% were abused in government establishments. Of the religious institutions, over 61% of survivors were abused by people within the Catholic Church, followed by the Anglican Church and the Salvation Army. Just under 64% of the abused survivors were men, while just over 36% were women. Over 93% of perpetrators responsible for abuse were men. Richard Jabara was abused when he was just 13 years old. He says he was raped by convicted paedophile priest Terence Pidotto.
I was a child. I was a good Catholic child. Believed in the sacraments, believed that the priests were to be believed. So when the event happened, the thing I didn't do was tell my parents. And the reason was because I was afraid I would be in trouble. And I was scared that if I said anything, I would be the one that would cop the hiding, in a sense. And so I didn't say anything for many, many years.
Michael Delaney was 16 years old when he was abused as a Victorian ward of the state. While some saw Prime Minister Scott Morrison's national apology as hollow, Mr. Delaney says he was heartened by it.
It meant a lot to a lot of people, I think. I certainly cried my eyes out, especially when they said that, when the Prime Minister said that when you told someone they didn't listen to you, like you're a liar. You know, to hear that, that was really good, because we didn't lie. You don't lie about something like that. It's just not, you just don't lie about something like that, you know?
Mr. Jabara agrees it was an important moment for survivors.
The thing that I felt that was really important, I think, was the fact of the words that we were being believed. And I know it's often said over and over again, but for people like us, being believed is what's important. We've been alone for a long period of time.
Richard Jabara and Michael Delaney will pursue compensation for the abuse they experienced. Up to 60,000 people may be eligible for the National Redress Scheme, which was established as a recommendation from the Royal Commission. Every state and territory has now signed up to the scheme, and the federal government says a handful of settlements have so far been processed. Payouts are capped at $150,000, but the average payout for a survivor is estimated to be about $75,000. Mr. Delaney says no amount of money could relieve the trauma he's experienced.
I don't think they could give me $1 billion and it still wouldn't take the pain away. That's honest. You know, most. There's not one day that I don't struggle. There's not too many days I don't cry. My family, my girls, my daughter and my son can verify that. They see me as I grow up struggling.
The state and territories are gradually falling into line with the Royal Commission's recommendations to legislate for the mandatory reporting of child abuse. The Catholic Church is resisting calls to break the confidence of the confessional. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.